Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
Welcome to the Parent Garden Club.
And clouds.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a bit cold out there. It's about 36 degrees right now. Oof. Walked outside, take the dog out when we got up here, and she kind of looked back at me like, really? Like, yeah, we gotta go. But I'll tell you, we go from Friday where it was in the 70s to this morning in the mid 30s with a frost warning out there that was out there. But we're getting into that fall weather. We're possibly some warm up this week, but nights are going to be some cold temperatures. So that's kind of what it is, right? Fall season brings on cold season, brings on the temperatures changing. It's all over the place. So definitely, we're starting to get to the end of the year, starting to get to the end of our growing season outdoors. These are the times when we start to bring in our plants for that long winter period. Start getting our plants used to the temperatures inside, right? Start making sure that they don't have an issue outside and get frost damage, those types of things, right? So, if you didn't last night, probably a good night to bring some items indoors for if you had some houseplants out there. But we're starting to get to that level. At about this weekend, from then on out, overnight temperatures getting into the 30s almost every night. So this is probably the last week where we'll be able to leave houseplants outdoors. After this morning, once it warms up a little bit, you'll be able to bring it back out, your houseplants back outside. And it looks like probably the last week that we'll be able to leave them out overnight. Whereas at the end of this upcoming week, it looks like it's going to be 30s overnight every night going forward. So, it's been nice, right? But temperature's going to be pretty good. So, we're still pretty good, growing outside our plants, doing all of that, continuing to finish fertilizing if we have not, cleanups, all those things. Those things are still going to be fine. It's just our overnight temperatures. We're headed to the last bit of our warm days. Anyways, so basically we're looking to get our plants that we want to bring indoors ready. And how do we do that? So right now, if we're looking to repot them before we bring them in, definitely grab, a new pot, plastic, terracotta, glazed, whatever you're looking for. Got some nice soil media, right? Depending upon what it is, will be the decision of the style of soil you use, right? There's a number of soils out there to use to take care of your soil, to take care of those houseplants. Just depends on the style, right? So if we're bringing succulents or cactus, those types of things indoors, and we're looking at a little bit more sandy soil. They have specific succulent type soils. If we're looking at, just a regular house plant, more of your like foliage plants, right? Maybe it's just a nice professional type mix, a lighter mix to bring indoors. It's also, we're looking at maybe you have an orchid out there. Some orchid mix if we're looking to upgrade the pot. All different types of soils, right? Just for the style of plant. So it's definitely something to think about before repotting at this time. Now, another thing when it comes to the repotting I'd like you to look at would be getting a bottle of neem oil and making sure you spray your plants down while as you're getting them ready to come indoors for the winter. Spraying the plants down, making sure no hitchhikers are coming inside for the insects, taking care of it so that when you bring all your plants indoors, they're not all getting something. And you might not have had anything on any of the plants throughout the season. But the idea is just start off on the right foot. Now, when we're repotting, there's another thing we can do here just to help with some of those fungus gnats, right? We've talked about those. Now, in the majority of states in New England, except for Massachusetts, you can use the product called systemic houseplant from Bonide, right? That right there will help take care of a lot more than just fungus gnats. It'll help take care of some of the other insects. And what you do when you're repotting is mix that into the soil. It'll tell you exactly how much to use on the backside of the bottle. But mix that in. Now, in Massachusetts, we could use something along the lines of the mosquito bits, right? Mosquito bits will take care of that fungus gnat, but they won't take care of some of the other insects. But it's going to help prevent some things. And that's just what we're looking to do, is to help prevent some of these things to help our plants be successful indoors. So depending upon where you are, use either one of these. Mix it into the soil as you're repotting it. Now you've sprayed it with a neem oil. I like the neem oil because it's an easy, kind of 3-in-1 mixture, right? Insecticide, miticide, and a fungicide. And then you're taking care of the soil. So now when you bring your plants in and you group them, they're taken care of. So just something to think about. Because this is the last week really to leave them out there, right? So we should probably think about when we bring them in, not having to worry about some things. Because I'm sure you don't want to, all of a sudden have all these houseplants inside and then you're seeing little insects flying around. So let's take care of it before we bring them in. So just some thoughts for you. Now, with the temperatures getting cooler, you know, our plants are slowing down out there. You're noticing it, right? Our plants are starting to say, all right, we're getting into fall, really. We're not far from winter. Our leaves are starting to drop. Our plants are just, you can just see it. They're taking that deep breath and being like, all right, it's time for a winter nap. So these are things that are just starting to happen with the cool temperatures. But the ground isn't frozen yet, and it won't be for a while. So continue to water your plants until the ground freezes. This is one of the best things you can do for your plants going forward, especially the plants that you have planted this year. If you planted new plants this year, watering until the ground is frozen is key to the success and the future of that plant. Because they're so new in there, they can't completely pull from the ground around it yet. They just have those roots in that hole that you dug. So continuing to water till the ground freezes will help in your success going forward with those plants. So just a few things to think about. We're just getting started here, but if you have some questions, call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Now we're going to take a break. We'll get back more of your gardening information to be doing this time of year. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And just getting started. Still dark out there. Sun hasn't come up yet, so we're still thinking sleep, right? I know I am. But, you know, as the day goes on, warm up a little bit. You can go, maybe some of you are headed over to the Topsfield Fair to get, that last bit of fall. And then we're going to try and go there tomorrow. Last day of the show, right? Maybe. We'll see what happens. But, a lot of fairs out there. A lot of things to go to on this 3-day weekend, right? We have Columbus Day or on Monday. So enjoy the weekend, right? While you can, and then back to the grind on Tuesday, right? Anyways, we've been talking about bringing your plants indoors. Talked about, your plants are slowing down. If you have not at this point, I want you to look at the plants you have and say, all right, I need to fertilize, but this is the type of fertilizer I need, right? So our evergreens, the majority of our evergreens are going to be looking at getting fertilized at half the rate that they would have in the spring with a Holytone. Our trees are going to be looking to be fertilized with a Tree Tone, right? New plants that we're putting in right now, because there's still plenty of time to plant. The ground is not frozen. Using a Biotone starter. Doing all of these things to get your plants ready for winter, but really ready for next season, right? What you're doing now to fertilize these plants is, yes, going to help them for the winter. But what it's doing is getting them to that point so next spring, when you fertilize again, it just continues the flow of nutrients throughout the plant. It continues everything with the plant and allows the plant to be successful throughout the year. Now, obviously, the ground is frozen. There's not a lot going on in the plant. It's not producing leaves. It's not producing flowers during the winter months. But the root system is still alive, right? It might mostly be frozen, but it still has some movement in it. And so by fertilizing at this point and taking care of your plants for the long term is only going to help you be successful for seasons to come with the plant. So that's why we look at fertilizing, right? We look at adding fertilizer to our plants. A lot of your new plants that you've planted this year, those are the ones that if you started correctly, where using a Biotone starter or some sort of starter fertilizer, you don't need to put something down, right? So you planted arborvitaes in the spring. You're not going to do anything to fertilize this year because that fertilizer isn't going to be as readily available for them. They need to have those roots grow out a little bit more. Whereas if it's an existing plant, the roots are really out there in the soil to get those nutrients, etc. So it's one of those things where you kind of say, all right, well, you know, shouldn't I be fertilizing throughout there? You've already said this. Yes, I understand where you're coming from. One of the things is our plants don't have enough energy when they're just starting in there, especially if you just planted them this summer or this fall, right? That Biotone, that starter helps get their roots developed. Let them get a little bit more developed. Then from there, in the spring, that's when you start your full fertilization regimen. So just some things to think about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Ukrainian authorities are just beginning to sift through the wreckage of the devastated city of Lyman in eastern Ukraine as they assess the humanitarian toll and the possibility of war crimes from a months-long Russian occupation. When Michael Franken won the Democratic nomination for the Senate in June, many in Iowa's disillusioned party thought they landed on a candidate who could maybe, possibly, reverse their humbling slide in the state. He's been wounded by allegations that the Democrat kissed a former campaign aide without permission. Franken's campaign has denied the claim. Abortions can take place again in Arizona, at least for now, after an appeals court on Friday blocked enforcement of a pre-statehood law that almost entirely criminalized the procedure. The three-judge panel of the Arizona Court of Appeals agreed with Planned Parenthood that the judge should not have lifted the decades-old order that prevented the older law from being imposed. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up first today?
Ken is in Concord.
Ken, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Question, is it too late to do some overseeing of my lawn? We have still not had a frost here, and the raccoons have discovered the grub patch that I thought was dead areas. I had aerated and overseeded that about a week or two ago. And I'm just wondering if I should just thank them from covering over the seed or throw down some more seed at this point.
Well, so you can, so I really feel like you still can. You still got about another week to 10 days to be putting anything down and being successful. One of the things I would look to do is at this point, look at adding like something to go over the top of it, like a... They have some products out there that are like a straw that don't have weed seeds in it.
Right.
You know, the Lucerne hay or the, or like salt marsh hay. You could also use, they have a, cover crop, type, like a top dressing that goes over the top of it. I would look at using that just as a precaution to keep it for overnights. But I think, you know, you still have another week to 10 days to do all of this and still be successful. So I think you're going to be okay.
All right. Well, I've got a project that's planned tomorrow to do now.
Definitely. And, you know, like I said, just do something to help cover up
part of it. It's also going to help with some of the birds that are around trying to grab things, that type of thing. So it's your best. And just keep watering, honestly, and it, you already seem to know this, but keep watering until the ground's frozen. That's going to also help you be successful.
All right. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Joyce is in Massachusetts.
Joyce, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning, Paul. Thank you for Pat. Thank
no
you
worries.
For taking my call. I have some pot geraniums that are in pots that I've had outside. I've had them for quite a few years, and I always bring them in. And actually, it's a finished attic that's unheated that I've kept them in, and they always do well. But what is now, they've grown so tall and leggy. I want to know when and how should I cut them back.
Okay, so we're talking like the geraniums that you would put out in the spring, right?
Yeah, I had them in pots, and then I put them out in the spring.
Okay. And so they've gotten just really big?
Yeah, really tall and kind of leggy.
Okay.
They're beautiful. Yeah. They bloomed all summer, and they've been well, you know.
Yeah. Well, so now, I mean, have you brought them inside at this point? Are you?
No, not yet. I'm thinking about doing it this week, trying to bring them in.
Definitely something to be doing. Try to get them done soon, by the end of the week, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, what you can do, you can do a couple things. You could actually take some of the cuttings and you can definitely cut them back. But some of the cuttings, you could start new plants at the same time if you wanted to. But what I would look at doing is, you know, I wouldn't cut it back all the way, you know, to the ground. We're not cutting it back for like that because we're keeping them going.
Right.
So I would cut back some of the shoots that produce some of the flowers, right? If you haven't pruned out the old flower stems, start with
there's
those.
Still some that are had a few blossoms on them. No.
Yep.
I haven't cut those back yet. No.
So we start with that. Right. We start with some of the branching that has the flower stems on them, cutting those back. Right. You can take about 3 to 4 inches of the surrounding plant back easily to take them off. The other thing you would look at doing is shaping it. This is a good time to do that because it's going to go into dormancy period. That's what we're looking to do. And that's when you put them in that attic. Right? That's
right.
The idea is we're giving them time to go dormant and just kind of rest. So that's one of the biggest things here. So pruning off the stems, getting any of the damaged branches out too. And you can kind of see that, you know, when it gets leggy like that, sometimes, the branches can grow so quickly that you can see that they're a little bit weaker. So we look
right.
for any of those branching as well. And then from there, once you've kind of gotten rid of those two, you look at the plant and say, all right, is it misshapen? What's the deal? And then you can actually shape it so that it doesn't go kind of crazy. We don't want to cut more than half of it off.
No.
Okay, so usually, you know, and the general idea is to cut back by a third of it.
Okay. And I would do that now when I bring them in, not in the spring.
No, you would do it now as you're bringing them in. The reason being is it's going to help reduce some of the mass of the plant for the winter so that it's just focusing on part of it, right?
Okay.
Some of it, the majority of it will probably lose some of the leaves over the winter, and it'll get started back in the spring. But the idea is to reduce some of the major structure so it doesn't have to focus on so much over the winter as it goes into the dormancy period. You would still continue to water for the next, I'd say, month or so,
okay.
right? Just because of the fact that the temperatures could still warm up during the day.
Right.
We don't want the plant to, you know, be cut back, then put into the this attic where it's not temperature controlled, but that means that during the day when it's warm, it's going to warm up in there. You know, it could get into, you know, 50, 60 degrees where it dries out the plant. So we want to keep an eye on that at the same time, you know what I mean? Until about December. And then December, January, February, it's maybe watering once a month, maybe. Okay. It's just kind of, we're letting it go dormant, letting it do its thing. But the idea is it's still functioning right now, and the temperatures, since they fluctuate so much inside the house, could get high, you know, higher up on some days.
Right.
So that's the biggest thing. And then in the spring, you know, start bringing it back out, getting it ready for the season. But, you know, keep doing what you've done in the past. You know, don't completely change everything just because you've pruned it back. Just keep going with it and just realize that, you know, the plant's going to be a bit stronger next season for you and probably get a bit wider and bigger. It might be looking to do like a bigger pot in the spring, or you could do a bigger pot at this point. Really up to you.
Okay.
Well, thank
you very much.
All right, Joyce. Well, you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And one of the other things that you could be doing at this point, if you were bringing in a geranium, let's say, you know, you can use some of those cuttings to create new plants, right? Take about 3, 4, 5, 6 inches of the plant, right? And make sure that you have a nice fresh cut on the bottom. You've removed some of the lower leaves. Dip the root, the cutting into rooting hormone, and then put it into a nice pot, nice soil mix, a light soil mix, and get some of these going, right? Should take about 4 to 6 weeks, maybe longer, for it to completely root. But you might have some new plants for next year. So those are just some ideas. If you're taking some of your houseplants in or your annuals that you bring back year after year, when you take some of these cuttings, why not try out getting some new plants from them, right? Why not try and expand your garden by doing this? So a lot of these plants that we take cuttings from, you're just looking to have 3, maybe 4 leaf node spots. It doesn't necessarily have to be the leaves, just where the leaves were, right? And you can see the nodes. It's kind of a break in the branching. So use that and get more plants, right? Even if you don't, you know, want them for, you know, the inside, maybe give them as gifts, right? Maybe you have some geraniums or things like that that have been around for years upon years and you just want to expand the plant, keep it going, right? And you're making a cutting, you might as well try it. It's free, right? You've had this plant forever, why not? Anyways, that's just part of the overwintering process for some of the geraniums, some of our other plants, right, that are going into winter, right? We want to make sure we do it before some of that first major frost. We haven't really had a major frost, if any. We might have had a little bit of a frost, but nothing major. But keep an eye on it. It is due in the next few weeks, I think. So definitely keep an eye on for frosts. That's why we're thinking about bringing our plants in going forward after this week, maybe. You know, once you start to see the overnight temperatures kind of stick with the 30s, it's about that time. Now, a lot of the plants that we're bringing indoors, let's think about grouping them, bringing them together when we bring them inside. Don't just space them all out. And don't put them too close together where they're all just on top of each other. But group them together. Create some humidity. Create, you know, a little ecosystem inside. Because the plants will thrive off of that. So, really just think about it. See what you can do to help the future of those plants by doing that. You know, they're, you know, just because it's winter doesn't mean we stop with our plants. We just bring them indoors and we start indoors. And that's our process at that point. So, just some food for thought. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are, we're in our first hour here, so we got plenty of time left for the show. So definitely give us a call with some questions. We'll continue on with it. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We get back more information on what to do for your garden this time of year. So definitely stay tuned to that. We're going to take that break. We will be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Guardian Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started here. It's a bit cool. And cool, I mean, it's cold out there, right? It's about 37 degrees. And We're starting to feel it, right? We're not used to these temperatures, but we're getting there. We're really starting to feel fall, already done with it, right? I'm just kidding. I actually enjoy the cool weather, the colder weather. It's one of those things where you can layer up and get out there and enjoy it. Whereas sometimes when it's just so hot, you can't go out and do anything. You just kind of got to sit down. So now is the time to get out there and enjoy the weather, right? Enjoy the outside because it is nice and cool. Makes it a lot easier for you to get some things done outside. So anyways, we're talking gardening right now. We're talking different things that we can be doing in order to be successful in the garden. Really, sky's the limit right now. There is plenty of things to do out there. It's not just fall's here, so now we're done. Nope, we still have lots of things we can do for the garden. So definitely continue on with that. Excuse me. Continue on with the garden, getting things taken care of, because this is what makes us successful for next year, right? All these things that we're doing now are going to help us be successful for next year. So, what does that mean? Well, you know, we talked about bringing your houseplants in. We talked about fertilizing some of your plants already. It also means, you know, fertilizing your lawn, right? Putting that winterizer down. Now, if you put down a fertilizer the beginning of September or the end of August, we're almost about that time for that final fifth application to put down, right? Getting it started for winter. You know, you might say started. What I mean is you're getting the process of it getting ready for winter started. We're getting things taken care of so that when winter hits, our plants are not surprised by it. We're helping take care of them so they can be successful throughout the winter as well. Because they might not be physically growing, right? Growing by, growth on the outside, but they are surviving. They're taking care of themselves for the winter. So that's one of the things we're looking to do. And so by fertilizing, by protecting these plants for the end of the season, you're allowing the plants to be successful for the next year, for years to come. Another thing that we should be thinking about doing this time of year with the cooler temperatures on the horizon is thinking about using wilt stop or wilt proof at this point, right? Those products are meant to hold the moisture in for the winter for our plants. One of the things with it, and one of the reasons why we do this, is the winter winds can be so drying out that it's hard for our plants to keep the moisture where it needs to be. And stay living for the next year, right? It's just one of those things. So using the wilt proof or the wilt stop, a lot of the packages, when you see them, you understand. The package will say spray when the temperatures are above, I believe, 45 degrees during the day. So we don't have a ton of that time left, probably a few more weeks. But these are things we need to be thinking of right now, protecting them. You know, a lot of times it's evergreens, but you can actually do it to some of the, you know, your hydrangeas, your roses, those types of things. So just think about it. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. If you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.